Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. There's an interesting documentary that came out back in 2012 called Corporate FM. And being a radio junkie and loving radio, growing up on radio, I was interested in what this documentary had to shed light on. And I was really surprised and upended. It showed how the changeover in most radio deeply impacted local music scenes. And this really started to take root in the 90s. And when you think about how diverse the music landscape had been through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then into the early 90s, it kind of stagnated and then just stopped. Because the opportunity to break new artists, as many radio stations had done, really went away. That opportunity to get on a local radio station and or have DJs talking about this new band that they saw, that just doesn't exist as much. And it's really kind of a crime. And I think it's funny. So Corporate FM is the name of the documentary. And it's listed. Corporate FM is in the top 100 corporate crime movies. So when you're thinking of what's going on, the way that they're looking at this is a crime that they stole the heart and soul of radio, music radio, by shutting it down, making it corporate. Everything's got a certain time slot. We've got to get the ADHD crowd and, you know, everything's got to change up very quickly and there's no chance. And I thought, well, that's a shame. Man, there are some amazing musicians that would have never made it had they not gotten that first chance of being heard on the radio. And as I was watching this documentary, and I've watched it a few times, just blown away by the storylines and how this thing went, I always thought, you know, boy, having the opportunity in radio, part of the reason that I loved radio as much as I did was the hosts that I grew up with. And I grew up in the Chicagoland area. So I grew up with Larry Lujack and Wally Phillips and Roy Leonard and Steve and Gary on The Loop and all these great hosts that were very accessible. And that's not always the case anymore. And they were always wonderful about taking my calls as a kid and a teenager to talk about radio. As a matter of fact, some of them would call me back off hours at home to talk to me about this. And that always impacted me as well. And I thought, you know, if you ever get a chance and you're on radio and you can see opportunities to let people shine, we should do that more often. We should definitely take advantage of that. And that's what I'm doing right now. Minnesota boy is making his way in the country music scene right here in the Twin Cities. Owen Evans is his name. He's a 16-year-old who lives out in the Twin Cities area. Minnesota native. He's really coming on strong with his country music, and he's doing it all on his own. This grassroots effort of getting your music out there, because we're seeing corporate radio, corporate music, it's just not working anymore. You've got musicians who have to go back on the road because they're not making money on their own music or their downloads or their records anymore, but you still have to break that seal. You got to get your name out there. And this young guy is doing it. He's got his first single, Runnin', which came out about a year ago, doing amazing across all the platforms. And he's released a couple other songs, The Frost and Just Another Memory on My Mind. Two more songs are being released in just the next few weeks. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to talk to Owen. We've got Owen Evans in studio with us right now. Owen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. This is awesome.
It's I love the fact that not only, you know, are you talented, but the fact that you're really putting your heart and soul into this and that you've got kind of that all-American story. You've got your family behind you pushing and allowing you to be you, not trying to overlord your career, which is impressive, right? As a kid, a lot of parents want to step in and take over.
Need a conservatorship.
Yeah, and we don't want that. We want you to have the opportunity to shine and become who you are, and your family's been important. As a matter of fact, one of your new singles, Just Another Memory on My Mind, is a song you were telling me your uncle wrote like 27 years ago?
Yeah, 26 years ago, and for years people have been telling him, like my family have been telling him, you got to release it, and he never did. And we finally got him to sing it with me, and we got Greg Michael Huberty, my producer, he was able to get everybody on the recording, and honestly, it's my favorite song. It's been getting up there really quick with the views and all that, so super excited.
That's awesome. And when you decide you want to get out there and start doing music, I mean, how do you go from just a kid with a guitar in his parents' basement, as I look across the way at my son Charlie over there, to making music and putting it out for the world to hear? I mean, was that just an easy jump for you, or did you have a lot of people pushing, you got to release this, Owen, you got to get this music out there?
The fact that I'm able to do this when I'm 16 is just astonishing to me. Like, my first song came out when I was 15. My family has definitely helped me out through all this. They really wanted me to do this. They really pushed me and, like, helped me, like, financially, and they've helped me any way they can. So it's a dream come true, man. Definitely.
I thought it was great when my wife was like, oh, you got to hear this kid Owen. He's a country singer, and he's 15. And I go, what kind of country singer is he at 15? Right? And what's he singing about? Oh, I lost my Tonka truck, and I got to walk the dog. And she played his music, and I was blown away. Really talented musician.
I get told I'm 16 going on 40 because I'm releasing stuff that doesn't really make sense for my age. So
yeah, but if you feel it, and that's what I liked about your music as well, is that you can hear the passion in your voice when you're singing on these songs. It's not just something that you're going through the motions on, and you're going to do a live song for us in studio here after the break. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing The Frost, which I wrote with Ryan Smith from Soul Asylum. Did a writing class with him.
Oh, yeah, name dropper. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Soul Asylum. That's where, how do you get connected with a musician of that caliber and co-write a song?
My mom called me one day, super excited, because I had just released my first song and I was writing a bunch of other ones, and she goes, do you know Soul Asylum? I'm like, no, don't know who Soul Asylum is. I'm 16, man. And she goes, you got to listen to this song. He's doing a writing class. It's really cheap. Go do it. And honestly, it was the best decision of my life. One of the best decisions of my life, because without him, I wouldn't have been able to write Frost. So it's been a roller coaster, man.
So you do this writing class with him, and is it just a digital class where you're watching videos of him, or are you working with him?
It's on Zoom. I just called him up. There was like four other people, and you know, it was really inspirational, because he's very helpful with everything I'm writing and figuring out how to write stuff and do it better. So no, it was a great experience.
And because you came to him with some of the lyrics you'd already gotten out, you just didn't have a fully realized song yet, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, and I showed him some of the stuff I was writing, and he really helped me, like, change it in a way that I can, you know, get songs out better and I don't know, just helped out.
That's awesome. Well, we'll hear that when we come back. Filling in for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Running, the first release from our guest today, Owen Evans. And that music is out. You can find it wherever you stream music. Owen Evans, look for the song Running. He's in studio with us now today. We're lucky enough to have him around. Look at this. This could be, Dave, we might have the new Taylor Swift sitting right there.
Assuming we do.
8 feet away from you. I mean, he looks good in a crop top. That's all I'm going to say. So, and those cowboy boots. Mm. This is amazing. You know, speaking of Taylor Swift, my family, one of my family members owned a place called Ashmore States out in Illinois, and he would do events out there. And he had this little young country girl that would come out and perform, went by the name of Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah, so my family's been kind of involved in breaking a couple of people in the world, so you never know who next might take off.
Well, you financially benefited.
Yeah, no, he did not. No, he was just like, oh, yeah, fine, Taylor, you can play. And stupid little kid, right? And then boom, she's blown up, has become the music world. So the song that you're going to play for us live is called The Frost. Give me a little bit of the history behind this story.
This song's called The Frost. I wrote the song with Ryan Smith. He did a writing class with me, and he told me in the beginning of the thing we were doing is like, write something about the frost. The frost is the key word. So I wrote this song and, you know, produced it and never looked back. So,
and it's good timing for it with the current Minnesota weather.
I thought so too, man. Yeah. It's spring break and we got snow. I don't know what I'm going to do here. So,
well,
but I got my songs,
yeah. Live on WCCO. So let's hear it. This is Owen Evans with his new single, The Frost.
Goosebumps on my arms, a chill on my neck. I think of you every time I see my breath. You leave my body feeling icy and wrecked. Your love was the heat of the summer. The sunny smile, your pretty eyes and lipstick color. Why did you have to go? The sun is gone and here comes snow. Baby, your loss leaves me so cold. I got a bundle up, 'cause I can't hold you close. I try to forget you and warm up. Here comes the frost. This earth, I loved you so. The sun followed you like your shadow. Now you're gone with the man above. I hope he shows you care and love. Now the sun has gone away. The winter is all that remains. Baby, loss leaves me so chill. Miss you by my side, 'cause I am not fulfilled. Without you I'm lonely and messed up. Here comes the frost. Without you I'm lonely and messed up. Here comes the frost. Whoa, whoa. The goosebumps on my arms, a chill on my neck. I think of you every time I see my breath. You leave my body feeling icy and wrecked.
Nicely done. That is The Frost by Owen Evans. Beautiful song, man.
Thank you.
You got an old soul in there, don't you?
I get told so, yeah.
Sixteen years old. He's singing about love and loss and pain and the frost, and it fits beautifully, my friend. Beautifully.
Thank you very much.
That's very cool. And you've got a couple more songs that are coming out soon, right? Now, you just did Just Another Memory on My Mind with your uncle.
Yep.
Released a song that's 27 years in the making. Right?
27 years in the making, yes, sir.
And then you've got two more songs that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. What are those songs?
I got two more songs. So Just Another Memory on My Mind just came out, and that was a collaboration with my uncles. I got a song called Wildflower, and that's with my buddy Alon Bluston. And that song's perfect because it's the perfect – he's got a low voice like that Johnny Cash low, and I got that high tenor. So it's that perfect mix of low and high. And then I got my own song. It's called Shattered. And what I really like about all three songs, it's got an older feel to it. And it's older song, older type songs. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm loving it. I'm getting as many songs as I can while I can. You know, at my age, it's fun, man.
What are your inspirations for music?
My inspirations are definitely my uncles and my family. Like we've had a lot of musicians throughout the years, and you know, watching them as I was little and getting able to play some songs with them now, it's amazing. It's I couldn't even describe the feeling. It's so cool.
According to TMZ, it says that Taylor Swift has just broken up with Kelsey and she's looking for your phone number. So
I'm
just saying it's a possibility.
We'll see, man.
All right, I might be off by a few years. Let's let you hit adulthood before we start hooking you up with Taylor Swift. When you do this, so what are some of the musicians out there that inspire you?
A lot of Zach Bryan. Me and my buddy Charlie, your son here, we listen to a lot of Zach Bryan. We listen to a lot of Tyler Childers, and I like that that older style music, Johnny Cash, you know, and country music's really changing, you know, right now anyway, and I really like how it's going. So. Those are my inspiration.
You like the change of more kind of a folk sound?
More
to
of
it?
A folk sound, yeah. That's what I'm all about. And I hope I can make some music that's like that and connects with people.
It's interesting because country music has kind of become this own pop lexicon of its own. Because you've got so many musicians that are under its umbrella that have wide and varied sounds, right? Country used to sound country.
Yeah.
It was
very
twangy. It was very a certain
bluegrass
style. And now there's so many people and so many different varieties underneath this umbrella that are kind of turning and changing things around. It's kind of remarkable to see that. It's almost like it doesn't fit under a country banner, but it's got those flares, those tastes of country music to them.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my favorite singers, Bruce Springsteen, obviously leans into country pretty heavy.
Oh, for sure.
And when I was growing up, I was never a big fan of country music. I loved, you know, bands like the Beatles and the Monkees. And it wasn't until, as an adult, my daughter said, "What do you mean you don't like country music, Dad? You listen to the Monkees all the time." I go, "The Monkees are not country." She goes, "Dad, you sing all those Mike Nesmith songs. Those are all country-based rock songs." And I was like, "Wow, you know, I didn't even think of that." But you've also got the Eagles. To me, that's always been classic rock, but it's under the umbrella of country rock.
Yes.
Right? So you've kind of – it's a wide variance and very cool. Good music. People can follow you. Do you have a website set up, or are you able to be tracked online that way?
We're in the process of making a website. But as of now, I have a fan page on Facebook, and I'm excited for the website to come out because a lot of people are asking me how to reach out and how to, you know, see all my stuff and when it's coming. But it's called the Owen Evans fan page on Facebook. You should join it. That shows wherever I'm playing – what I'm doing, and it shows live streams if you miss it. So that's the best way to look up where I'm at. And then you should also look up Owen Evans on Spotify or wherever you listen to music. That really helps me out with adding the views and
perfect. The music. Getting your name out there, spreading the word, right? Share the music. If you like the music, share the music.
Share
Get it out there. And you've got all that going on for you. You've got the music. Are you looking to release a straight-up album at any time here?
When I get enough songs, absolutely, man. I got, right now I only have singles. I have about five singles that are going to be out pretty soon here. It'd be a dream for me to get an album out. I don't know what about yet, but I'm always looking for ideas.
Do you think you'd incorporate the songs that you've already created, or do you see a bigger scope for an album? It would be all new music?
What my idea is my grandfather passed away a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be an absolute dream of mine to do an album dedicated to him, you know. But my mom's always yelling at me because I kind of need some summer thumpers that get people dancing. But, you know.
Summer thumpers.
Summer thumpers. That's what she calls them. And nice. She's my momager, you know, and I got to listen to her. But, you know, I'm all about the slow stuff. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do and how I want to write and what I want to write about. But an album would be a dream of mine, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Kind of tough to write a good thumper when you're 16, 17. You haven't really been out there drinking and carousing.
Yeah, I got to experience more life, get some more dad lore.
Yeah, very cool. Now, you also perform live, what, Tuesday nights?
I perform live every Tuesday night at Babes in Lakeville, and you guys should totally come out and watch me. It's just it's an open mic night place. I go have fun there. But if you want to see where I'm actually playing, like for – a couple hours and stuff like that, you should go to my fan page, Owen Evans fan page on Facebook.
All right, Owen Evans, thank you so much for being here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to climb to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. Not us specifically, because I'm much too old and tired to do that. But Jeff Belanger is going to take us to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro and talk to us about his inspiring story. We'll do that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.